Step five is, in some ways, the most rigorous of all the steps. It really requires you to kind of take a deep breath and take your time and allow yourself to just do it, because the only thing harder than doing it is not doing it. Because what's on the line is you being able to manifest your dream property or whatever it is that you're trying to manifest doing this process. One of the authors that I follow online is a man named Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. His blog is read by a million people. He blogs 7 days a week, and usually they're really short and sweet. Mostly he describes himself as a marketing blogger. However, I see him at the forefront of the consciousness revolution in the realm of business and marketing. One of his books, one of Seth Godin's books, is called The Dip. And what it talks about is knowing when to quit and when not to quit. And the dip is a metaphor for the moments in which things get tough and things get hard and most people drop out. Whatever your goal is, whether it's finding your dream property, whether it's becoming an astronaut, whether it's getting six-pack abs, whatever that goal is, there's a reason that only 1% of the population or 2% of the population have six-pack abs, and it's because most people drop out during the dip when it gets hard. When you have to do the actual hard work, most people just say, never mind. If there's a dip in this program, in other words, if there's a moment when I can see people's energy start to wane, it's this next step. Step five, actually prioritizing everything that you brainstormed inside your petals. And the reason I'm telling you all this is not to scare you or overwhelm you, or it's basically to encourage you to just relax, take your time, and just do it. It's actually fairly simple. It actually can become really fun. And even if you do it just mechanically, it will yield you positive results.